Sports Talk continues with Jimmy Hyams. I'm John Wilkerson. Time now for a Tennessee practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we get to say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Doing well. Tennessee doing well as well. Nearly gave that one away last night in the last couple of minutes. Jordan Bowden went to the free throw line with the Tennessee leading by two, knocked down a pair of critical free throws, and the Vols was able to pull out a 65-61 win, where they trailed in the ball game at certain points in times, but it was a win Tennessee needed to improve to 7-6 in SEC play, 15-11 overall. John Fulkerson, a very slow first half, a finish with a team high 17 points, along with Jordan Bowden, who had 14, I believe, in the first half. He also finished with 17 points as well. The Volunteers shot 42% from the field, shot 11 three-pointers in the first half, slowed things down, only had 16 attempts from behind the arc in the ball game. Weren't much successful in that regard, 4-16, but the free throws did improve. The Volunteers made 86% of their free throws. So Tennessee, again, the same story. It was a game where turnovers, 15 of which for the Volunteers, kept Vanderbilt in the ball game, and Rick Barnes at halftime, and this is him post-game, not happy with the turnovers, and said he had to call in some reinforcements to speak with the team after the game. This is Rick Barnes post-game last night after Tennessee's victory over Vanderbilt.
That's two games in a row. We've gotten 10 turnovers from a point guard and a post players, and those two guys combined with it. You can't do it. You can't. And you just keep digging yourself a hole to where you almost have to be perfect. And nobody thinks you can play this game perfectly. And I am frustrated because I think we're better than what I think we should be better than what other people might think. And we're not going to lower our standard. You know, I had Admiral Schofield and Lamonte both talk to him after tonight because I was upset at halftime. I was upset at the end of the game. And I thought those guys hit him with some good things. And it's important that they understand it and understand that they've got to do it now. And they were in the same situation as Admiral and those guys were when they were sophomores. And they went through it. They found a way to break through. This team's got to find a way to break through.
Again, that was Rick Barnes post-game last night talking about the turnovers. And Tennessee turned it over again 15 times. Vanderbilt scored 17 points off those turnovers. Two more quick notes. E. Pons had extended his block streak to at least one block in every single game. He played a block last night as well. And it was a career game for Jordan Wright of Vanderbilt. Came off the bench to score 23 points. I believe his previous career high was only 11. So, the turnovers, good bench play from Vanderbilt, a reason why this game came down to the wire last night inside Thompson Bowling Arena.
Eric, why do you think Fulkerson got off to a slow start? He didn't score a field goal until less than 10 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, sometimes it takes him just a little while to get going, and I think when he is attacking the other teams, really the opposition, and trying to get them in foul trouble by attacking the lane and going right at him, I think that's when he's at his best. And Jerry Stackhouse said post-game, when we were at halftime, and we saw Fulkerson, and he really hadn't got on of late, but we knew he was coming. And I think that's kind of Fulkerson's best game. But you've seen it a couple times this year to where he'll turn it on in the second half after a slow half, or I believe it was against Ole Miss earlier this season when he scored 16 points in the first half. He's able to turn that switch very, very quickly. And he's very efficient from the field. He's one of the highest field goal percentages on the team. And so I think Tennessee needs to take advantage of that. But I think what Fulkerson is at his best is when he's specifically attacking the opposition's post players and trying to get them into foul trouble.
I thought another key for Tennessee, they held Scottie Pippen without a field goal, and he made a couple of free throws, and I think it was less than a minute left in the game when he did that. That was a really strong defensive effort against one of Vanderbilt's better players.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen and Saban Lee have really been the two catalysts ever since Naismith went out earlier in January. Scottie Pippen Jr., had a streak of scoring in double figures in 10-plus ball games earlier when Tennessee faced Vanderbilt. And he's been a guy, he's been a consistent contributor for Vanderbilt and a reason why they're playing much better basketball of late. But last night, only 21 minutes of game action, scored 2 points. You mentioned it, though, came out of a free throw attempt. He was 0-for-4 from the field, and he had 4 fouls. So that's kind of the formula there. Get one of their best players in foul trouble, you see his minutes diminish. And Tennessee was able to work that to its advantage. Now, it didn't much help that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Jordan Wright came off the bench and just went off and had a career game. But, again, I think Tennessee did a really nice job game planning and executing against Scottie Pippen Jr.
Josiah Jordan-James played less than 13 minutes. Now, I know he had 4 fouls, But do you think he is still recovering from the groin injury that sidelined him for a few games?
Oh, no doubt about it. Josiah Jordan James has not been healthy all season long. He missed the majority of preseason coming up. He played in that exhibition game, but really wasn't as right for Tennessee. And he hasn't been 100% all year long. And so what he's been able to do and the progress he's been able to make, despite playing hurt all year, has been pretty good to see. But it's just a matter of getting reps in it and continuing to try to get healthy and healthy. When he's right, he's playing a whole lot more than 13 minutes of ball game. And again, you're right, he was in foul trouble. He had four fouls early in the second half, and so that is a factor. But Josiah Jordan James certainly is hurt, and I don't think it's going to be one of those things that gets fully healthy until after the season when he can rest it completely. So I think the best that you'll see from Josiah Jordan James is to come, considering the injuries he's been dealing with.
And Tennessee really hits an incredibly difficult stretch. They go to Auburn, they go to Arkansas, they host Florida, they go to Kentucky, then they host Auburn again. That is going to be very challenging for this basketball team.
It really is, and that's what makes these games against Vanderbilt, that's what makes these games against, previous weeks, Mississippi State and everything like that, that much more critical. You needed those games. Tennessee unfortunately dropped one against South Carolina on Saturday as well, because you've got the top tier of the SEC left. Again, you just mentioned two games against Vanderbilt, a game against Kentucky, a game against Florida, another game against Arkansas. And, Tennessee could lose all those games. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think Tennessee's going to go over during that stretch. But a huge stretch here. Tennessee's sitting at only a 7-6 record. And potentially this could be a stretch of basketball to where Tennessee's going from around fourth or fifth in the standings in the SEC to – down to 8 or 9 if things don't go their way. So a critical game of basketball coming up. Rick Barnes will say you just take it game by game and continue to concentrate on what he's teaching these players. Just take it one game at a time. Minimize the turnovers, of course, and see where it comes out. But certainly this stretch that we've all kind of been looking towards all, SEC season is finally here for Tennessee, and the Volunteers are going to have to come out on top if they want to get a favorable seeding for the SEC tournament.
Any other news or notes?
Well, that's about it. Jerry Stackhouse was quoted post-game saying that, he looks at Tennessee and they're doing it the right way. They're being taught by the right person, that he really believes that this team is laying the foundation for what a good basketball culture is. And that's kind of something that Admiral Schofield and LaMonte Turner spoke to the team about, after the game, saying this looks very familiar to when we were freshmen, to when we were sophomores. They're going through the growing pains as a transition. I mean, you see what Rick Barnes did with Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield from their freshman and sophomore years all the way up to their junior and senior careers in terms of Admiral Schofield. Just the transition of both their bodies and their game. And you're kind of seeing that now with John Fulkerson. You're seeing that now with E. Pons. And so it's certainly a reloading year for Tennessee, a rebuilding year for Tennessee, because you're trying to go back and teach those basics. And hopefully for the years to come, you'll reap the fruits of the labor. So that's kind of what Admiral Schofield and LaMonte Turner talked to the team about last night. I thought that was kind of neat. Schofield was honored during the game and up to a standing ovation during the as he was back in town for the NBA All-Star game. And so I thought that was a pretty neat thing to see as well. One more note I will say, Santiago Vescovi post-game said, this is the first time I've ever seen Rick Barnes mad after a win. And but I understand why, because we continue to turn the ball over. I continue to have silly turnovers. So I get it, but I've never seen him mad like this after the game. And he was certainly mad after the game. He was mad at halftime with an interview with the SEC Network's Alyssa Lang, saying, we don't have a respect for the game. Some of these passes, it's just pathetic. And so Rick Barnes, not the happiest of people last night, but certainly a little bit happier than with getting the win than he would at Tennessee were to get the loss. But Tennessee does pull out a 4-point win, 65-61 over Vanderbilt. And as you mentioned, Jimmy, tough stretch ahead starts with Auburn on Saturday. This UT basketball practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online at poolsbyheritage.com. Rick Barnes will meet with the media tomorrow afternoon right before practice. We'll get audio of that as well and talk about it tomorrow on another UT basketball practice report.
Eric, we sure do appreciate it. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And that, again, is a Tennessee practice report.